The word love is often used and sometimes does not convey what it truly does mean. We may say to convey a sentiment or an enjoyment or appreciation for something, but that's about all we can do with that. There's things that we say, I love, that really has no ability to have a relationship with me. So if I say, I love baseball, well, baseball can't love me. There's no relationship there. Or, I love this particular musician or athlete or movie star. They may not even have any idea that I even exist. So the word is really just expressing my appreciation or their abilities I really do enjoy. We see that love, though, in the gospel, when Jesus tells the 11 at the Last Supper on Holy Thursday night, love one another as I have loved you. Elsewhere in the scriptures, in the letters of St. John tells us that God is love. Now, I can do loving things, I can say loving words, but I am not love itself. God is. God's whole essence, his whole being, his whole purpose is love. Love for you and for me. God the Father loves the Son, and the Son loves the Father, and that love forms the Holy Spirit. The love between the two is the third person of the Trinity. It is a perfect love, a selfless love, an unconditional love, a love that gives and receives constantly to one another. So now as Jesus approaches the cross the following day, he is showing to us it is out of that selfless love, that unconditional love, that 100% all-in kind of love that he gives for us by his suffering and death. Jesus does not suggest or recommends or has a thoughtful idea, but he commands, love one another as I have loved you. To love means that we may not always have that love reciprocated. It may not always be appreciated or even acknowledged. To love 100% of the time, even if we don't feel it, can be a great challenge for us. When we do this, when we're ready to reach out and love to someone, even if they don't appreciate it, we're mirroring God himself. St. Paul and St. Barnabas tell those new Catholic believers, it is necessary to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. Now, that's not a great advertising scheme, is it? Come follow us and suffer. Who wants that? But it's showing to us, the believers, that to be able to follow that command to love one another as Christ has loved us, there's a challenge. It can be difficult. It can be very hard. And sometimes I don't want to do it. And sometimes I don't do it very well or at all. But Jesus is constantly telling us, strive for that. Work towards that. Continue to give even when it's not always reciprocated. Then we are following what God has commanded us through Christ. If Jesus went to the pain of the cross, it shows us what true love is all about. It's not about just doing something because I'm going to get something from it, but I'm doing it because I love you. And Jesus says that to us constantly. Even to being faithful unto death, Jesus shows us how to live out our lives. That love he has given to us is something he's asking each one of us do every day for him and for our neighbor. When the world says, you know, you don't need to do that, or those kind of people don't deserve that, or why would you be willing to be doing that when you're not getting something from it? That's the world. But when we are doing those things because Christ has asked us to do, we're advancing the kingdom day by day, moment by moment, person by person. St. John, in our second reading today, gets a glimpse into the future, and he's able to see that God is going to make all things new. the struggles and the challenges that we face will be no more one day. And if we have lived out our lives in conformity to God's will as best we can, striving to love one another the best we can, striving to serve the Lord the best we can, then we're going to be able to enjoy that new Jerusalem where all God's people will be gathered. And there we will rejoice forever in his presence, that even though through the challenging and difficult moments of our life we have remained faithful, now God will reward us for being that loving to one another. So don't give up. Never give up. Continue to strive to do the very best you can, to love even when it is challenging. As St. Teresa of Calcutta once said, love even if it hurts. By doing so, we will enter that new world that God has planned for us and there rejoice with him forever.